Telepathy. Telepathy is the direct, instantaneous passing of information, knowledge, or feelings from one person or entity to another without using the senses of sight, hearing, touch, taste, or smell. Silent transference takes place from a sender to a receiver, sometimes over great distances, and it can happen deliberately or without either the sender or the receiver being aware of it. Because telepathic information is often meant to have an impact on the receiver and/or to be acted upon, the conscious mind is usually let in on it sooner or later. The information is received in a variety of forms, words or phrases that pop into the mind for no apparent reason, quick flashes of half-complete images, unusually clear dreams, or a sudden preoccupation with a person we might not have seen or thought about in a very long time. Residents of the spirit world are particularly adept at telepathy. Ask anyone who's had an encounter with a deceased loved one, or most especially an angel, and they'll describe having had entire conversations in which neither of them spoke a single word. And if you have the joy of being close to an animal, you don't need me to tell you how much those divine spirits telepathically send if you'll simply take the time to slow down, tune in, and receive. Telepathy is their most common form of communication with each other, after all, and they happen to be brilliant at it. Telepathy isn't limited to communication from one person to another or from one spirit to another. It can be transmitted from any energy source, a city, for example, or a country or any body of consciousness, to any other energy source or sources, a person or any number of people, whether they know each other or not. There are those who believe that some of us are senders and some of us are receivers when it comes to telepathy. An oversimplified yardstick is that if you find yourself thinking of someone and they call shortly afterwards, you're probably a sender, while if you tend to know who's calling before you pick up a ringing phone, you're probably a receiver. I don't happen to think any of us needs to be categorized or limited to being one or the other. We can just celebrate that, proven or not, telepathy is just another one of those gifts we brought from home for those times when it might come in handy.